there, listeners. It's been a while, as you might have noticed. Since late October, we are in Portugal. We made our big move, and we are thrilled about it. Long story short, we didn't expect to end up here, and we didn't see it coming. We mean the move. Until we felt this was our only window of opportunity to move abroad in a corona world. Looking back this week on our full year, 2020, we can say that we reached a lot of our goals. Therefore, we decided to create a masterclass and workbook for others to actually set the right goals for the new year to come. When it comes to setting goals, you have to take six elements into account. And spoiler alert, setting good, ambitious, yet achievable goals is done by asking the right questions. Leonard and I have been setting goals for a few years now. Leonard for 5 and me myself for 3. And we have some amazing results for 2020 I'd like to share with you. We wanted to move abroad, actually to Spain, but it became Portugal. Check. We wanted to work together. We started with an e-commerce business this year. Ended up with GrowTribute. Check. We wanted to get fit, being more exercise and also better food. Well, check. We wanted to read more. Well, I set the goal for 55 books and I read 48. 80% reached, I say check. And so on and so on. Please note, it's never about reaching your goals completely. Some things turn out different, like we would have moved to Spain if COVID-19 didn't happen. When you set the intention for your goals and then take massive action, your goals will become reality. So, do you want to set amazing, ambitious, exciting goals for 2021 for all areas of your life? Then watch the replay or listen to the replay of yesterday's goal setting masterclass and get the 2021 on my terms workbook for free. What you can expect of this live session of around 30 minutes. How to actually approach goal setting. Why reflection and goals need each other. The difference between vision-oriented goals and New Year's resolutions. How to set goals for all life areas and not just your career. Why setting goals for one area of your life and focusing on it is dangerous. How to ask the right questions for lasting change. And we will also get you started on setting your 2021 goals right away during this session. So get your pen and paper out and start writing. We wish you a very good end of 2020, and we hope that so many amazing things come true for you in 2021. Enjoy. We cannot wait to get started on the 2021 goals that you might already have thought about or have ideas about. But yeah, as you might know, it can be hard or overwhelming to just start working on your goals. We've been there, and we'd like to share our experiences with goal setting and reaching them.
Yeah. And in this session today, 30 minutes, we will share with you a new way of goal setting. A way of goal setting that we used ourselves in the past years and perfected over time. And we can say, it's pretty solid, because especially in the last year, we were able to reach so many of our goals through this balanced method that is totally different than the old school New Year's resolutions, which usually just don't work.
True. And what is also the thing is that, yeah, a lot of people think about goals as New Year's resolutions, just thinking about how they want to get more fit or how they want to get a new job. But there's so much more to it, including a process. So to wind it all down to one thing, we're going to be live for 30 minutes talking about how to approach goals, how we do it, how it worked for us. But we're also going to put you right into the action mode and start working on setting your goals. So we'll actually kickstart you right away.
Yeah, what can you expect in this 30 minutes? We'll talk about why reflection and goals need each other. They go hand in hand. Then we'll talk about our way of goals, the vision-oriented goals. So stepping into your future and actually looking back instead of using resolutions. Then we'll talk about balanced goals. So goals for all your life areas. So not just in career or in finance or in health, but something that actually moves your entire life forward. And then we will ask you a question to get started in this way of goal setting. And I would say stay till the end, because we have a gift for you, something that will tremendously help you to set these goals and actually reach them.
Indeed. All right. But first, really shortly, who we are, in case you don't really know us personally. So we're Rochelle and Leonard, both entrepreneurs. We're a couple. And together we started Grow Tribute, a self-development platform for personal growth and professional contribution, or better said, maybe life on your terms, where you can be yourself, find more of yourself, but also add value to other people and missions that you truly believe in. Yeah, maybe more about you.
Yeah, I'm Leonard, living with Rochelle here in Portugal, living and working together here in this beautiful country. I've been an entrepreneur for quite some years now already, and now all in on this quite new initiative called Grow Tribute, which Rochelle already mentioned. Talking about goal setting, my journey of goal setting started many years ago, but I first started to see the power of goals 4 years ago when I started my previous business, and I set a very daring but also very specific goal for the year of 2017. And what it was amazing that I later found out during the end of the year that I actually was reaching this bizarre business goal, making multi-million revenue, selling a lot of products. Actually, that goal came through, but the rest of my life actually suffered from it. But I saw the power of setting goals and reaching it.
Yeah. And for me, talking about goals, I actually hated setting goals. Maybe you saw the introduction video in this event. A few years ago, I was actually forced to start making goals by Leonard, and I just couldn't get myself to it, because always I thought, you know, like, why would you set goals and, you know, yeah, just hope that it would happen? Or why would you want to like write something down and see if it happens, even though life just happens? And that's how I used to think about goals in life. And now last year we set serious goals and actually had a method that worked for us. Spoiler alert is good questions. And actually, we can say that I think 80 to 90% of our goals this year came true, including the fact that we moved to Portugal, something that we didn't expect to happen, as in we didn't think it would be Portugal, and we didn't think it would happen due to Corona, but it did. So another massive success for goal setting. All right, I think that's it for a bit more about us and getting started. But before we get to the actual, you know, goal setting itself, we need to start with reflection.
Yeah, those two actually need each other so much. I would say the more you are focused on pursuit, on getting a better life, getting a better career, the more you strive, the more you should focus on gratitude and being grateful for what you already have. Because otherwise, you will never be happy, because what you will get in the future will never satisfy you, because you're not used to feeling that. So you need to be grateful for what you already have in order to be happy with what you will gain.
Yeah, and I guess it's a really simple statement to make, especially seeing 2020 and how much we couldn't control and how much was thrown at us in different parts of life. But of course, you cannot control everything in your life. There's so much that just, you know, is life, but there's so much you can also control. And if you start focusing on what you can control and what you already have controlled and is, life on your terms or the way you would like it to be, then it can be really soothing, I would say, to move forward with your goals in the future and actually see the reward, feel it, and then actually be grateful for reaching that goal, because you put in the work and you put in that effort, and hard work pays off. I think that goes for 21 or 2021 goals.
Yeah. So gratitude is extremely important to actually be happy with what you did this year. And yeah, start from there. But the other thing that helps, that the reflection helps with, is knowing where you stand now, because you can set extremely ambitious goal. And we applaud that, to be ambitious. But to say, okay, in 2021, I want to make 10 million euro, but you never made more than 10,000 euros, that would be hard. Then I would say, take 2 or 3 years to get there. Mm-hmm. Or you have an amazing plan that I haven't seen. But so knowing where you stand helps you to get grounded, to set the right goals that are putting you forward, that are stretching you, but that are also reachable. And reaching goals gives you new energy to move on.
Yeah, so indeed. So I guess the advice would be, setting ambitious goals is great, because then you'll move forward to it, you'll find it challenging, and you'll find ways to actually reach them, find solutions, be creative. But it's also just part of the game, where you find the balance almost with goals that are not easy to reach, but more reachable. And thus you build up the confidence, I guess, with setting goals, but also taking action on your goals, building that momentum, and also feeling more confident about reaching those more bigger, higher ambitious goals. So find that balance between going all out on it, feeling excited, and just also reaching them in a way.
Yeah. And what always helps for me is to create a contrast. So if I reflect on the previous year, now 2020, I will say, okay, these things I definitely don't want anymore, and I want something else. So it can also give you a lot of fuel to say, okay, I don't want this anymore. And then create really a necessity for you to change things. So
I find an alternative for what you don't want anymore, I guess, because you cannot just push away what you don't want anymore.
So reflection is key, and spoiler alert, we will give something at the end of this this session regarding reflection as well.
All right, so moving on to the next topic, I guess, is the vision-oriented goals that we would like to set as the right method to goal setting versus the normal, usual New Year's resolutions that many set. And I guess for a lot of people, New Year's resolutions sound like goal setting, because it's like setting an annual goal, but it doesn't have the same method or the same process, because it doesn't have a process.
No, usually these resolutions say, okay, I want to quit smoking, I want to start exercising. So I love the practicality, and I think in the end, you need to be practical, and you need to simply start doing things, but those actions are not rooted, they're not grounded, there is no foundation underneath it. And it, for me, it always starts with knowing what you want, so knowing your future outcome of health, of a great career, of relationships, actually feeling, experiencing how that actually feels, how that is. So have a burning desire to get there, and know why you want it, and now see the difference between that amazing future and things that are not quite like that right now. So you actually create so much reasons why for yourself, that the actions and the practicalities and the processes simply follow.
Yeah,
because you want it so badly.
Yeah. So I guess just to build it into an advisor conclusion again for you guys, it's great to have New Year's resolutions, because somehow you came up with them. So it means that there is a pain or a desire, something you need to change or improve. But it's not grounded in a method, and it's just a wish most of the time, because there's no serious action written down. Maybe you'll start going to the gym, or you stop smoking, or you just take one drink every weekend instead of 5 or 6. But that's not grounded in the end result. And what you want to do with goals is make them vision oriented. With that, we mean, what do you want to look like at the end of the year? How do you want to feel at the end of the year? How do you want to be seen as in a person? How do you want to be talked about? And if that means I want to look fit, healthy, I want to have a great condition, then that means in the, let's say, the outcomes and the ways you need to go about it, that might mean start running, get your shoes out, stop smoking. But those are just, just steps towards the end result that you wish to have.
Yeah, Yeah, in this way, with these vision-oriented goals, you're actually stepping into your future and looking back, and you're actually training your mind to actually already have what you want to have, because you make these decisions so vivid, so clear.
Almost actual, as if it is here already.
And your mind is extremely good at giving you, seeing opportunities, grabbing opportunities to get you there. So the mind has this amazing system, reticular activation system. It works the same with when you buy a red car, you suddenly see red cars everywhere.
Yeah.
Your mind is trained to see the right things if you want to, if you know what you want to get.
And I guess this is also kind of related to a tool that many people use with goal setting, a vision board. If you don't know what it is, it's when you cut out pictures or you find them online and put them in like a presentation or in like a big canvas. And you have that, let's say, in like a place where you always look. So in your bedroom, for instance, or somewhere in your living room. And those are pictures of things that you want to feel, achieve, be this year. And it also helps that way because you have in-pictured, you have visioned and visualized the way you want your year to be. And by just having that subconsciously, actually have that subconsciously ready, you'll be able to get closer to those dreams. And you can look back at it and say, whoa, that's actually what I just wrote down a year ago. Yeah. So I guess that's also one of the tools that you can actually look at and see, what do I want and how would that look? Even if that's a new house, a white house on the beach, you could write that down.
And this vision board is a tool, but in the end, this game is won in your mind, mentally first. So you need to feel and experience exactly what you want to be and how you want your life to be in X amount of time, and know why you want it so badly. And when you have a clear why, you will be, you won't be stopped.
Yeah. And I think there's also a very nice quote by Nietzsche on this.
Yeah. Who has a clear enough why can bear almost anyhow.
Yeah. So if your burning desire and your motivation, basically, the reason why is so clear for why you want to change that way, you will. You really will. Yeah. All right. Moving on to the next theme of this goal setting webinar.
Yeah. So these goals, especially when you create these visions for yourself and internalize it, they are extremely powerful. But they need, that's why it's so important that you need have balanced goals. But because in 1 year from now, you don't want to be, great at a certain point, but really wrecked at another part of your life. Like I was in 2017, when my business and financial goals were so strong and big, and I focused on them, and they actually had a very destructive result on my health, my mental, my physical health. So I learned the hard way to really set balanced goals, to create this counterbalance. So I would say if you set very daring goals in your financial and business life, make sure you have that yin yang. So make sure you also have goals on relationship and health dimension.
So actually already kind of making a, I wouldn't say crisis plan, but maybe a scenario where you focus so much on, let's say, your business that you forget about, let's say, the relationships. And that could also mean friends, not just your love relationship, that you might have to sacrifice, or that you will, as a consequence, sacrifice another thing in life. And that's, of course, not what you want. So thinking ahead of what will happen if I reach this goal, how much of my focus and attention goes away or goes to that and then draws away attention from the other things. And do I want that or not? And I think this is a very, very black and white example, which was the reality in your case.
Yeah.
It can also be that, I don't know, like maybe you really, really want to get into shape. And that means for you that you spend every night at the gym, but therefore you don't really have the time to find new friends that you've been looking to see since Corona. Things like that, like very logical things that might happen as a consequence of you being so focused, have that in check. And it doesn't mean you have to have such a big goal as the other one. It doesn't have to be literally yin-yang balance, but just making sure you don't forget it and you don't actually leave it out of sight. I guess that's the advice that we would like to give.
Yeah. So ideally, I would say set goals that take you to a next level in all life areas. So small steps. So you make sure you grow in the right direction across the board, yeah. Not just at one side of in one side of your life. But if you want to make some drastic changes in your health or in starting a new business or having a new role that require a lot of time and a lot of energy, I would say make the other goals a little bit smaller and probably make sure not to lower and to get actually get your relationships or your health worse than it was.
So at least get it to a neutral point and don't actually downgrade it or diminish it. Cool. All right, moving on to just kind of wrapping up what we just said so far. It can be overwhelming to think about all these things that you have to take into account. So reflecting first on where you are, being grateful for what you already have, making sure you visualize your goals and not just putting it on paper as a New Year's resolution, finding the methods that work for you, asking yourself the right questions, balancing your goals, and what am I forgetting? So more or less six big things that you have to take into account when actually approaching goal setting right. We can understand it can be overwhelming, and speaking from experience, I was overwhelmed with goal setting. I hated it so much and just kind of forgot about it until I understood that actually putting it on paper, making it detail oriented, so actually visualizing it, so what would it look like, what kind of house do I want to live in, for instance, or how big will our business be, how many followers will I have on Instagram. Those like details almost are not details, they actually make the picture complete. So it can be hard to approach this if you're new to goal setting. We have tried many methods. So we have done vision boards last year as well. I didn't feel inspired by it, but I can look back and say, oh yeah, that kind of came true, but it wasn't persuasive. We've tried visioning things before. We tried good questions on reflecting. And I guess putting it all together, we just made a mix and match of those things together and made it our own unique way of setting goals. And I guess since 2018, we've been doing it this our way, with setting those goals based on the right questions, the right reflection, the right gratefulness, but also the right visualizing of those goals. So vision-oriented goals. And because we understand that 2020 has been, so much, so almost overwhelming, we really want to help you kickstart your 2021 goals right away. So if you have pen or paper ready or a document ready, we're going to ask you, I guess, this one solid, powerful question that is going to help you kickstart and get you into like a flow with goal setting.
Yeah, and that first question starts with it comes from a 2020 look back, you have 2020 in mind. So for a moment, think back of 2020, what the year was like, and the good things and the bad things. And then from there, I would like to ask you, what do you want more of in 2021? So it could be things that you already experienced in 2020 that you simply just want more of. It could also be new things you totally missed and lacked in 2020 or in the past, and that you now simply want in your life. It can be that you want more of joy and meaning in your career. It could be that you just simply want to have more fun and have more variety in the experiences you will have than in 2020. It could be health-wise, you want to feel stronger, feel better, look better. It could be financially that you want simply a strong financial position or abundance of income in your life. So what do you want more of in 2021?
And to add on to that for one more thing, I guess it can also be
emotions that you want to feel. So if you know that you were pretty negative around 2020, you were devastated, you were, you know, held down, you felt overwhelmed, maybe you can choose to have a different feeling for 2021. So what do you want to feel more this year? We'll be silent for a few seconds so you can actually write down what you want more of in 2021. If you have already written down your 2021 more of, then feel free to share it with us in the chat. We're really curious to hear what you want more of in 2021. Yeah, Juan in this chat, that would be great.
I see Camille is asking something about, do you prefer any specific goal setting methods like the objective key results? I would say do what works for you. For me, it works if I just write out a specific way of feeling, living, and then I would write on December the 31st in 2021, so 1 year from now, my life is this. I live here. My work is like, so I make it very specific. And I sometimes also use images, but it's not always needed. It's about the something that it actually, the feeling it gives me. Mm-hmm. So it's very clear for me that I actually want to have that, and then I just move toward it. Yeah.
I guess to add on to that as well, Camille, that we don't use that method for a couple of reasons, but I guess the most important reason is we understand and we know scientifically it's proven that when you have a goal on paper, plus you add an emotion to it, it becomes way stronger. And you'll be more able to reach it. So of course you can put that on paper, make it very specific. And I guess making it specific is great, is really powerful, but adding an emotion to it. So I will feel this, or I will have more of that. And then visualizing that, I guess that's the top layer that you need to actually, actually live it, live your goal, and actually make it feel like it's you already, actually making it part of your identity. So for instance, if you want to become really fit because you're not, you say, no, I'm a fit girl now. Like this, I'm joking, but this can be one of your things. Like, I'm a fit girl now. Okay, what identity do I need to have to be a fit girl? I need to wake up at a certain time. I need to start running at a certain time. I need certain foods. I don't want to do alcohol anymore. You actually make that end result already, visualize it, and do it as in your identity. All right, but just, I guess, circling back because we're also running out of time. I love some ideas just put in here. I'm just going to say out loud a few things that I just saw. I saw that Caitlin said, I want more passion doing the things I really love, like photography and painting. Awesome, Caitlin. Then the next question is, how will you be able to actually do this? And how will you feel when you do this? Camille wants more adventures. I am all in on this one. Mustafa, resilience, rest and reading, nice R's. And I think you will actually be able to keep this catchy phrase in your head, I would say. I love this. It's like almost like a motto. Jennifer wants more joy, abundance, feeling calm by reflecting and reading, going to nature outside and outside of the busy city center. Oh my gosh. So you need to change your life, maybe. All right, guys, thanks so much for sharing all this. We're going to move on in terms of time because we don't want you to have to go because you have to go back to work for something else. But we really hope this question really kickstarted you on thinking about what you really want in 2021. And as said before, there's so much more to it. It can be overwhelming, but if you just feel like you got that confidence already by just moving ahead and actually just maybe going deeper into this question already, like just not the first thing that comes to head, but what else can you come up with? What else? You just keep asking yourself, what do you want more of? And don't feel that you're asking too much. just put it all on paper and be egocentric for once.
Yeah. Yeah, and to help you, with these vision-oriented goals, we have something for you. So we created a guide with 21 questions that include some reflection, but mostly include envisioning where you want to be in 1 year from now. And it's focused on goal setting. So we just, setting the goals for our lives and for our careers in 1 year from now. So, yeah, pursuing those goals, that is something that comes next. But it starts with, becoming clear on exactly where you want to be in your life in 1 year from now. And that's what our guides, our free guides, will help you with.
Yeah. So if you want to head over and get this goal setting guide, you can go to www.growtribute.com/2021. And just making sure that you guys see it on screen, and you'll just not see us for 1 second. And I'll take this off so you can see it. Our website /2021. And as said below, use the www because it might not work without. Again, this is a free guide. Just leave your name and email. We actually collected all our best questions, so a bit of reflection, but mostly just going after your goals for 2021. They will make sure that you actually put on, the microphone is on, right? Yeah, it is. And we'll make sure that with those questions, you actually create vision-oriented goals. So not just solid things on paper, but also giving you a feeling and imagining it. It helps us. These are the questions we use. We've used them last year, the year before, and now this year as well. And this is a great kickstart to just start writing it on paper and build that confidence. And at the end of the guide, we also have an overview for you where you can actually put down your solid goals. And you can actually just, screenshot that or print it or put it somewhere on your desk or somewhere close where you can see it all the time. Make it simple and make it, a visualized imaginary goals.
So it's an editable PDF. You can print it as well or just edit on your laptop. Yeah. And it starts with a few questions, not too much, but a few questions about reflecting on 2020 and what you want more of and what you want to leave behind. And then it's really goes all in on where you want to stand a year from now. And it finishes off, as Rochelle said, with those specific goals in several life areas, but also helping you to create extra commitments and to actually go after these goals. So we finish off with a few questions.
To get the fire burning and actually build it up, make it even more of a desire than you think you already have inside.
Yeah.
So just go ahead to the URL, download it. You can start right away. Of course, when you get started on it, just send us a message. We're really curious to hear how you like it, what you enjoy, what your goals are. As you'll see, the things that we just discussed are in there. As we said, reflection, visualizing, commitment, the burning desire, putting it on paper, but also making sure you focus on all life areas. We actually also made like an extra open space for other goals in case we either missed a theme in your life or something that you really want to focus on this year as well. And just be sure to actually keep this close. Yeah.
Take control of 2021. We've seen in 2020 that so many things can change, but we can control ourselves and how we respond to things. And when you have these goals, you have the secret mission instilled inside of you. You know what you want. You know where you're heading, and externalities can make it harder or can perhaps present you with opportunities. But you know where you're heading. You have this internal locus of control, and I would say give this to yourself. Go through these questions. Just 21 questions, the entire method that we've been using. And we just love to help you with this. And when 2021 starts, you exactly know.
You're prepared.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know exactly what you want, exactly. And I think actually what Mustafa just said, like the three R's, I don't recall them exactly, but those three R's, I think this is a great way to say this is your theme of the year, right? Those three words. If you just keep those three words closed, maybe even make it the background of your phone, things like that are really, really powerful. Don't use the PDF ones, just throw it out or forget about it. Maybe put it on your desktop so you can go back to it all the time, or print it so you make sure you have it somewhere close, let's say next to your bed or something. Just make sure you keep the dream alive and feel that you're going to reach it, because you will with these questions and putting it on paper. We're living proof, as said, this year, for instance, we moved abroad after having this goal for a big long year. It has been up and down. It's been a process. It's not just you move abroad, you buy a ticket. No, there's so much to this process and the reasons why we wanted this. And first of all, we wanted to move to Spain, for instance, and now we're in Portugal. But that doesn't mean we didn't reach our goal. We actually wanted to be in a place that's warm and sunny and international and all those things. We had a whole list. And then the answer was not Spain as we thought, but Portugal. Just to give you an idea of what helped for us. Wrapping up, I know it's been 12. If you need to go, thanks for being here. I hope it was helpful. We hope it was helpful. Just drop it in a comment. We'd really, really want to know if this was really a kickstart for you for 2021. If you can stay around longer or you have questions, feel free to do so. We are looking into the chat right now. So any questions that are asked, things you still have top of mind, let us know right now.
Duncan is saying, I can't wait to see everybody reach their balance goals. And
we can't either.
No, it's gonna be awesome.
Aaron, thank you for watching. Mustafa, you thanks as well. Good luck with your three R's.
Juan, thanks for the session.
Anna, Anne, thank you.
Aaron, thank you as well for being here.
Whoa, very, yeah. Juan, I see your goal right now. 1 year from now, I'd like to be heading a department in private sector based in London for 5 minute opportunity. Great. I love how specific this is. And now just write down why you want this so badly and how are you going to reach this. Love it. Thanks for sharing it in the chat. Yeah.
All right, guys. I want to thank you for being here, for joining us, for doing this together. I would say, take this seriously, answer the 21 questions, and end off with a few solid, balanced goals that are super clear for you. And then the fact that you can't wait to just make it all happen in 2021.
Yeah, and make it exciting. Like, be serious about your goals, as in committed, but also feel that you can reach it, but also feel excitement for doing this. And no, it might not mean that you will reach your goals in January, February, March. Maybe you have to wait all the way till the end to reach it, like we did with moving to Portugal, for instance. But you have a process. There's a method. You have a specific goal, and you can also make sub goals, you know, but make sure you understand what's needed from you and why you want it. And really, really take action. Start now. Download the workbook. Go ahead and don't wait for tomorrow. Do it now because you have built some momentum. All right, this was it, guys. Thank you again so much for being here. Indeed, Juan, specific always wins. Amen. And yeah. Caitlin, no worries. We love doing this. Maybe we'll be live really soon again because we really love doing this for you guys. We understand the power of goals. We've been there ourselves. So really, this is coming from our hearts. And wishing you all a very good start of 2021.
And a great New Year's Eve already.
Yeah. Whatever that might mean. All right, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in.
Ciao.
Ciao, ciao. See you.
We hope you enjoyed this session and are ready to set your goals for 2021. As mentioned, we have a free PDF goal setting guide for you, consisting of 21 questions that will help you towards your goals for this upcoming year. We start the guide with three questions to reflect a tiny bit on 2020, which will be helpful for moving forward. Then we have a set of questions for you to actually formulate your goals. And at the end, we also have some questions so you can actually stronger or empower your commitment towards your goals for this year. If you are interested in getting this free guide, it's growtribute.com/2021. So our website /2021. Here you find the PDF and you can even find the replay of the masterclass. We hope you enjoy.